Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Civil defence officials in Gaza say at least 30 people have been killed in Israeli airstrikes on the territory. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Hamas had violated the terms of the US-brokered ceasefire. Frank Gardner reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered what he called powerful strikes on Gaza after accusing Hamas of a deliberate deception plot in relation to the return of hostage remains. Last night, Hamas handed over what it said were the remains of another Israeli hostage. But Israel says forensic tests showed them as belonging to a body already recovered from Gaza 2 years ago. In addition, drone footage taken by the Israeli Defense Force appears to show a body being taken out of a building in Gaza yesterday, placed in a shroud in a shallow grave, then covered in soil. Israel says it then filmed Hamas carrying out a fake excavation.
The eye of Hurricane Melissa has passed over Jamaica, but the island is still being battered by heavy winds and there are fears of catastrophic flash flooding. Sustained wind speeds of nearly 300 kilometres per hour were measured when the hurricane made landfall. A Jamaican government minister has said nearly 80% of people on the island are without electricity. Janella Precious is a journalist in the capital, Kingston.
The devastation is just absolutely humongous. And it is still early days yet because there's still a lot of rain and wind. And so we are not clear on the true impact of what Hurricane Melissa has done.
The Brazilian authorities say dozens of people have been killed in a huge police operation against the Red Command gang in Rio de Janeiro's northern suburbs, the largest in the state's history. About 2,500 security personnel are attempting to contain the criminal group. There were clashes as police moved in. The Red Command reportedly responded with gunfire, as well as burning barricades and detonating bombs from drones. There are reports of indiscriminate killings across Sudan, including in the southern region of Kordofan, where the Red Cross says five of its volunteers have been killed. American researchers say they've found evidence of massacres further north after the paramilitary rapid support forces seized control of the city of Al-Fasher from the Sudanese army. Barbara Platusha reports.
Since Al-Fasher fell on Sunday, paramilitary fighters have shared videos apparently showing the summary execution and abuse of civilians. A coalition led by the RSF has said it will form a committee to verify their authenticity, accusing the army of fabricating many. RSF fighters are accused of a history of attacking non-Arab populations. The leadership has always denied responsibility, but the UN has been warning this could happen in Al-Fasher. It said it was horrified by credible reports of widespread violations, including summary executions.
World News from the BBC. The Pakistani Information Minister Ataullah Taraz says talks with the Afghan Taliban to secure a long-term truce have failed to achieve a workable outcome. He said during the negotiations in Istanbul, the Taliban government negotiators had not given assurances on taking decisive action against Islamist militants attacking Pakistani forces. But the Taliban deny the charges and say the insurgents are an internal problem of Pakistan. Colombia's president has accused the US of using its campaign against drug traffickers as a pretext for military expansion. Gustavo Petro was speaking after American forces killed 14 alleged traffickers in a group of boats off the coast of Mexico. President Petro said fentanyl caused far more harm than cocaine, but the US focused on cocaine because it was produced in Latin America. Microsoft and OpenAI, which makes ChatGPT, have overhauled their partnership, making it possible for OpenAI to become a for-profit business and cementing its place at the heart of the global AI boom. Microsoft, an early investor, will have access to OpenAI's technology until 2032. A newly discovered manuscript by the renowned children's author and illustrator Dr. Seuss is to be published next year to coincide with the 250th anniversary of American independence. Titled Sing the 50 US States and featuring the Cat in the Hat on the front cover, it aims to teach readers the names of the states, Bernadette Keogh reports.
This will be an unexpected treat for worldwide fans of the beloved Cat in the Hat. Like the famous author's previous works, this story uses exceptional wordplay. To sing the 50 United States, the cat advises, you have to use your brain. Massachusetts, Minnesota, Missouri and Montana, MISS Mississippi, Maryland, Michigan and Maine. The publisher says the latest work's discovery in a university archive is like finding a time capsule of the author's imagination.
BBC News.